Hey everyone, welcome back. Rachel, how are you doing today?
I'm doing fantastic, Cam. So excited to be here.
Welcome back to Georgia One. Today we're talking about something absolutely critical for our state, especially for our law enforcement officers.
It's a topic that doesn't get nearly enough attention, but it's impacting public safety and retention across Georgia.
You're talking about mental health support for our police, our sheriffs, all our first responders.
Exactly. The rates of depression, burnout, and PTSD among law enforcement are significantly higher than the general population.
Wait, really? Higher than the general public?
Markedly so. They deal with cumulative trauma from critical incidents daily, things like shootings, severe crashes.
That makes total sense. They see things we can't even imagine.
And that trauma impairs their performance and accelerates attrition, meaning officers leave the force faster.
So it's not just about their well-being, it's about staffing our police departments too.
Absolutely. Georgia ranked 48th for mental health access in 2021. That's almost last in the country.
48th? That's terrible.
It means officers are often the primary responders to behavioral health crises.
And those interactions are tricky, right?
Over 10 times more likely to involve use of force compared to interactions with the general public.
That's a huge statistic. So when officers aren't getting the mental health support they need, it affects literally everyone in Georgia.
Precisely. It's a public safety issue, a retention issue, and a community issue.
So it sounds like there's a big problem, but what about solutions? Are legislators actually doing anything about this in Georgia?
They are. Georgia's actually made some decent strides recently. A big one is the Ashley Wilson Act. That's House Bill 451.
The Ashley Wilson Act. What does that do?
It's huge for first responders. It mandates supplemental insurance for occupational PTSD starting January 1st, 2025.
Supplemental insurance for PTSD? That's a big deal.
It really is. And it's not just that. There's also the Mental Health Parity Act, HB 1013.
Oh, the Parity Act. That expands overall mental health access, right?
Exactly, across the entire state. And then there's the infrastructure side, too.
Infrastructure? Like new facilities?
Yes. The state is investing $409 million for a new 300-bed forensic mental health hospital.
Wow, $409 million. That's a serious commitment.
It absolutely is. It's designed to reduce the burden on jails, which, as we talked about, are often acting as de facto mental health facilities.
Right. So these are tangible steps, actual laws and investments.
Absolutely. And co-responder programs are expanding, pairing law enforcement with clinicians, over 30 locations now.
Wait, law enforcement and clinicians together?
Yes, it's reducing arrests and use of force incidents during crisis calls. Plus, the GBI is promoting crisis intervention training.
So, giving officers better skills for mental health situations.
Precisely. It's a multi-pronged approach, which is great to see.
So these are huge steps forward, right? The Ashley Wilson Act, the new hospital.
Absolutely. Monumental. But neglecting mental health has a huge price tag that goes beyond just the human cost.
Wait, so it's costing us economically too?
Oh, big time. Think about staffing shortages. The Georgia State Patrol, DeKalb County Police, they're struggling.
Even with pay raises?
Yeah, the stress is just too much. High turnover means constant recruitment, constant training, which is expensive.
Okay, that makes sense. Like a revolving door?
Exactly. And then there's the strain on our jails.
The jails? How do they fit in?
They've become de facto mental health hospitals. It's wild.
No way. So people with mental illness are just
stuck there, and they stay incarcerated about 3 times longer than others.
That's insane. And that's costing the county's money, right?
Massive overcrowding, increased expenses. It's a huge burden.
So lost productivity from officers with PTSD, that's another thing too.
Totally. Higher long-term health costs. We're paying for it now, and we'll pay for it even more later if we don't address it.
So it's not just a moral issue, it's a financial one for the state.
Completely. It's a lose-lose situation if we don't invest in officer mental well-being.
So we've talked about all these amazing steps Georgia's taking, but there's still a big piece missing for law enforcement mental health, isn't there?
Absolutely. It's about the Brandon Cunningham Law. We need to boost those PTSD benefits even further for our officers.
The Brandon Cunningham Law. Tell me more. What makes it so crucial right now?
It's critical because the current benefits, even with the Ashley Wilson Act, are just too small. I actually heard a story about Daniel Davenport.
Daniel Davenport, like from United Law Enforcement Families?
Exactly. I was at the grocery store and someone was telling me he actually got Governor Kemp to agree that the PTSD benefits for officers are just too low.
Wait, really? Governor Kemp said that.
Yeah, he saw the problem, and that's why DDE Strategies is stepping up.
So DDE Strategies, what's their play here?
They're calling on all the gubernatorial candidates to finish Governor Kemp's work.
How would the candidates do that?
They need to join DDE Strategies. They're going door to door explaining to voters why they need to call their legislators and demand a vote on the Brandon Cunningham law.
So it's about getting candidates to actively campaign for this, not just acknowledge.
Precisely. It's about direct action, engaging voters, and making sure this law gets the attention it deserves.
That's a huge push. So candidates need to join DDE Strategies to really make this happen.
That's the message. Show support, get involved, and help secure better PTSD benefits for Georgia's law enforcement.
All right. I think that covers it.
Yeah, definitely.